Broadcasting nationwide and coast to coast, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American.
From the Liberty University Broadcast Studio, it's Todd Starnes.
You know what I find very interesting about cable news in general? By the way, welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Hour two of the show. This is a radio program for gun-toting, Bible-clinging deplorables. And we're honored to have all of you with us. We are also a radio program that welcomes dissenting viewpoints. And our team here has strict orders that anyone who disagrees with something I say, they go right to the very top of the phone list. 844-747-8868. Again, that's 844-747-8868. Our website is toddstarnes.com. But by and large, on cable news, it's really a bunch. It's a load of hooey, grade A fertilizer. And it's not just on CNN, the most profane name in news. It's not just on MSDNC, but it's pretty much everybody. They're trying to feed you a load of hooey. And honestly, I say grade A, but it's really not. I mean, maybe grade D fertilizer. I mean, it's not really not even grade fertilizer. A lot of the times when you hear someone bloviating or blathering on air, whether it be Fox News or CNN or MSDNC, you really do have to ask yourself, are these guys, do they really believe what they're saying? Are they really buying into this? You know, over the past, I don't know, couple of months or so, I've been watching Tucker Carlson and worked with Tucker. I've known Tucker for a very long time and spent 15 years at Fox News Channel in New York City. And I, you know, Tucker, when he first started, there was a jocular vibe. You know, when he was on the air, he was like a fraternity guy, just, you know, fraternity brother, just kind of joking it up, having fun, lots of giggles, lots of laughs. And I got to be honest with you, it really wasn't my thing. It was a good show, but I was looking for something a little bit more, something a little bit more substantive. And something has happened to Tucker Carlson over the past, I don't know, month or so. There is a bit more gravitas. Do you know what I'm talking about? It's as if he truly believes what he's saying. And that what he is saying is something that he is passionate about. That it's not just the standard Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, Russia collusion, Russia collusion, Russia collusion, Russia collusion. That there's something much bigger happening in the country. And yeah, look, don't get me wrong. Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, Mueller, all of them, Comey, they all need to pay for their crimes. Don't get me wrong here. But I'm saying there's something much more important than that. And that would be the future of this country. And when I watch Tucker Carlson at night, I sense that he cares deeply about this. He is passionate about what he says. And there is a righteous indignation. And I hope that you guys feel that when you listen to this radio program. We don't blow smoke here. I just tell it like I tell it like I see it. Call it like it is. But that is missing in cable television. That authenticity. That's the word I was looking for, authenticity. He's authentic. And I think that's reflective of the numbers of people that actually are watching that particular hour of Fox News Channel. What, 4 million people? 4 million people watch that. The ratings came out, you know, Newsmax. Everybody says, Starnes, you got to go on Newsmax. The Newsmax ratings, they just started subscribing to the Nielsen ratings. You want to know how many people watch Newsmax? Caleb, guess how, take a wild guess how many people watch Newsmax.
I'm going to go with, I don't know, 900,000, a million.
Avery, what about yourself?
I'm going to have to be around that same sort of range.
21,000.
Oh, never mind.
Do you realize, do you know, I'm just going to say this. On an average day, we have about 150 to 200,000 people just on our website.
Wow.
So all of Newsmax, 21,000 people. Why do you think that is, folks? It's because people are looking for authenticity. They're looking for, they don't want somebody just yelling at them from their TV screen. They don't want somebody just quoting, regurgitating, vomiting up, if you will, the talking points. Nobody wants that. They want authenticity. They look, do I agree with every single thing Tucker Carlson says? No, I don't. But that's not the point. It's compelling. And when I watch Tucker, I believe that he actually believes what he's saying. And that is something that is very rare in cable television news, especially on the conservative side. And I'm just going to, I've said this before, I'll say it again, because we have a lot of brand new radio stations that carry this program. I would say about years ago when I was at Fox News, one of the executives, we were just having a conversation about how many conservatives worked in the building. Now, if you're, I don't know, in the middle, let's say you're in Waterloo, Iowa, listening to this program on KXEL, my good friend Jeff Stein, you'd probably think, well, I would say, well, I don't know, Starnes, about 70, 80% of the people in that building would be conservative, and you would be sorely wrong and disappointed. Around, and this was, I think this number has probably plummeted, but the estimate was about 2% of the people at Fox News that work in the building would consider themselves to be conservative. About 2%. Now, that number drops significantly when you talk about somebody who would share the faith and values that this audience shares. Minuscule. And that's at Fox News. I mean, that's pretty much as good as that's going to get. So that's it. And that's why I believe people are gravitating towards programs like Tucker's. They are gravitating towards programs like ours and our website. Last month, our biggest traffic website in history, over 7 million page views on ToddStarnes.com. And that's because of you guys. I mean, we are busting our rear ends, our hindquarters, to bring you all this information. And you're doing an amazing job getting that information out there and sharing it. And that's what it's all about here. We're just we're sort of like a big radio front porch. You can come and hang out with us. Grab some iced tea. But people are looking for authenticity. And there are a lot of people out there that get paid to be a conservative. I will say that again. There are a lot of people out there that get paid to be a conservative. They don't have a conservative bone in their body. And you can kind of see that. I mean, this audience is pretty, you guys are pretty smart. You know when someone's blowing smoke up your wazoo? You can see through all that. And that's disappointing. But that's the reality of the game. So I hope that we convey that to you every single day when we do this radio program. We're going to do our best. You may not agree with everything I say, and that's okay. I respect that. I may not agree with everything you say, but we can still have a conversation about it. But I got to tell you something. Tucker's right. We got a country to save, and you better get angry. And Tucker was right when he said last night, if the Democrats get in charge, they're going to come after Fox News. Obama did it. I got nailed. And it's not a pretty thing. It's really not. All right, let's go to the phones. 844-747-8868. Toll free number, 844-747-8868. Steve listening to us in Central Arkansas, KARN. Hi, Steve. What's going on?
Hey, Todd. I agree with you on your analysis of Tucker's show change here lately and everything. And I've got a question for you. And especially because of your history with Fox and everything else, it's my belief, though, that if Donald Trump doesn't win the election, that the Republican Party may kind of go after Fox to get Tucker off of Fox News, because he has been pretty hard on the Republican Party, too. He's not pulling any punches, really, on anybody. And I don't know, you explained it perfectly with the paid conservatives. There's a whole lot of paid conservatives on Fox News. And I think Tucker's making them squirm a little, too. What's your opinion on that?
Yeah, I think you're right there. And Tucker, you know, and he doesn't have anything to lose here. You know, he's just telling it like it is. And I think you, to be successful at Fox, I think you have to be that kind of a person. And, you know, that's how I conducted myself. You know, the problem with me, my values were out of sync. So, and I get that. You know what? It was an honor to work there. I was blessed to work there. There are good people there. But, you know, for me, the formula is very simple, Steve. It's God, it's country, it's American sovereignty, it's family. Those are the issues that I think, by and large, the country cares about. And those are the things that, you know, that I think when you go back and look at the glory days with when Bill O'Reilly was there and you had Hannity and Combs and you had not so much Greta, but even Megyn Kelly before she went a little bit wobbly and then left to go work at, the Death Star across the street at NBC. Those themes were very prevalent in all of those shows. And it made a difference. I'm not sure what's going to happen. I think there will be. I do think there's going to be blowback, and I think there will be blowback directed at Fox because of the anchors there who supported Donald John Trump. And I think that's, you know, they're going to go after him. Media Matters is a very, very effective tool in taking down pro-Trump conservatives.
Yeah, and your formula works great with the American people. It works great for individuals, but it does not fit into Washington or political media.
You got that right.
It puts a big target on you, and that's kind of what I'm afraid maybe Tucker may be doing right now. I mean, I'm glad he's doing it. Don't get me wrong, and I don't think he should stop. But he's drawing that target on himself.
Well, let me tell you something, Steve. The one thing that they care about more than anything else, and this is anybody who owns a television network, the one thing they care about more than anything else is the bottom line. And if you have 4 million, 5 million people watching your TV program every night, you're not going anywhere. It doesn't matter what they think about you. You're not going anywhere.
Point well taken.
All right, my friend. Steve, thanks for listening. We sure do appreciate you, and give us a holler back one of these days. You know what? We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll go to Moorhead City, North Carolina, 844-747-8868. You know, I really wasn't going to talk about Tucker, but I just find his monologues over the past couple of weeks have been really compelling. And it reminds me of the old TV movie, I believe it was called Network, where you had the anchor just telling people to open up their windows and shout out, "I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore." And that's what I see every night when I watch Tucker's monologues. All right, 844-747-8868. Toll-free number here, folks, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Folks, go down to the Starbucks. Have some news for you. This is interesting. Seattle, Washington, Starbucks says it will require customers to wear a facial covering. So if you're going to go inside to get a frappe or whatever you get, do you guys go to the Starbucks by any chance?
No, I don't. I just could use a Keurig at home, honestly.
Is it the Frappuccino? Is that what they call it?
Yeah, I don't go super often. Like I've said several times on this show, I play the drums for my worship band on Sunday mornings, and there's like a Starbucks right down the road, just like about not even a mile and a half away from the church. And so sometimes after practice, and we still have time before, you know, like Sunday school or service, we go as a band and just go pick up a coffee. So, I mean, the most I partake in the Starbucks products is about once a week.
I just don't want to have to speak two languages to order a coffee.
Does the whole band get just one coffee, or do you and you share? How does that work?
No. We all get our own coffee.
Oh, I see. I have a problem with the language too, Caleb. I walked in there and said, "What size would you like?" I said, "I'll have a big one, please."
What does venti mean? I still haven't gotten an explanation.
I don't know. I think it's a fancy way of saying big one. I'll have a big one. Anyway, the coffee always tastes burnt to me. That's all. I just don't. That's why I don't go there. And I don't want to pay $5 for a cup of coffee.
Which is ironic because most of it's iced.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How do you get a burned flavor out of something that's cold? I never have understood that. Anyway, they're going to make everybody wear masks starting next week, July 15th. You got to wear a mask if you're going to go to Starbucks. I wonder how does that work? Are they going to cut a little hole in the mask so you can get your straw through?
Kind of defeats the purpose of a mask, doesn't
mm-hmm. it? Yeah, I reckon. All right, let's go to Morehead City, North Carolina. John listening to us on The Talk Station. Hi, John. What's going on?
Hey, Todd. I got a quick question because I'm working while I'm listening to you. What was your comment on Newsmax? Were you saying that that's not the same? Well, of course, it's not the same, but...
Yeah, so the story was this was up on the internet. Newsmax has subscribed to the Nielsen ratings, and so this is the same rating system. It tells you how many people are watching your TV network, and it turned out that only 21,000 people are watching Newsmax.
Well, here's the deal for some conservatives. I don't have a cable service. I can't get Fox News. I absolutely cannot get it. I can't pay for it. I can get the Fox Nation, but I can't get Fox News without some type of subscriber. So I'm a conservative scrambling for some kind of conservative content in the evening after work. That's all I can get. So I'm actually becoming a Greg Kelly fan. He's a pretty good dude. Spicer seems, you know, he's what he is, but, you know, he's got some decent content, but... You know, there needs to be more. I can get CBS for free. I can get ABC for free. These people will jam their liberal stuff down my throat for free all day long, but I can't get anything conservative for free. So I would love to have the higher quality content, but I would pay for it, but I can't even subscribe to Fox.
Yeah, you know, John, I hear that a lot, and I used to hear it all the time when I was at Fox. You know, people were like, well... You know, I had a show on Fox Nation, and people were like, well, why am I going to spend $5 a month, you know, to get something that I could get on my cable? You know, it's everybody's always after money. And it's tough, John. I'll tell you, one of the things we've done here, you know, in our conversations, that's why we offer our podcast free of charge. I know it's not TV, but we don't charge anything for that, and we don't charge anything for our newsletter. And the reason why, John, is what you just said. So... hang in there, John. Who knows? There may be another network popping up. We'll have to wait and see. Conservative network. All right, got to take a break here. Don't go anywhere, folks. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program, broadcasting border to porous border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain from our southern command here in Memphis, Tennessee. By the way, before we get to the newsmaker line, someone sent me a message. They said, Todd, is this really true? Is it true that if you go to a barbecue joint or any other restaurant in Memphis, you have to turn over your ID? It is. It's part of a new health department rule that went into effect, and I'm curious if this is happening in other areas. This is from the reporting of WMC TV in Memphis. Your next restaurant experience in Shelby County will look different in the coming days. Establishments now have to keep a record of your visit, even where you sit. Jeez, Lou. The simple question of how many in your party will not be the only thing you'll be asked when you walk through the door of a restaurant. The owner of one restaurant, the Arcade, which, by the way, Elvis used to go down there. Love that place in downtown Memphis, right off of South Main. They say that you will be asked for your name, your telephone number. They want to keep track of you, even where you're sitting. I don't know how many people are going to want. Maybe I think people are just going to go to Mississippi to eat dinner. Oh, there you go. All right. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free number. And this next story is just mind-boggling, just absolutely mind-boggling. The city of Seattle held a training session for white employees called Interrupting Internalized. Oh, geez. Yeah, this is like, it's a fancy way of saying racism. Interrupting Internalized Racial Superiority and Whiteness. This is basically government-sanctioned racism. Well, the man who exposed all of this and has just done a terrific job, he is the director of Discovery Institute Center on Wealth and Poverty. His name is Christopher Rufo, and he is on the Liberty University Newsmaker line. Christopher, great to have you on the program today.
It's great to be with you.
So, look, by the way, congratulations. I understand, according to your Twitter feed, the ratio of fan mail to death threats is about 100 to 1. Good for you, sir.
Yeah, you know, I think that's a huge victory. I take that one as a win.
I want you to tell our listeners what this program was all about and what did you find out?
So I received a tip that the city of Seattle was holding a segregated diversity training session for white employees. So I wanted to learn more, wanted to find out exactly what was going on. I submitted a public records request, and they sent me a trove of documents that was just horrifying and deeply disturbing. They were essentially now teaching white employees that no matter their background or behavior or beliefs, that they are, by virtue of their whiteness, by virtue of their ethnic identity, are upholding a system of white supremacy. And they had taken them through a way to essentially break down all of their thinking, convince them through emotional manipulation that they are somehow flawed, and then enlisting them into this radical new racial orthodoxy of anti-racism. I was just blown away by this, that a taxpayer dollars could be used to teach something with really no basis in science or fact or ethics, but really a radical program that is spreading through the bureaucracy in Seattle and many other cities.
Some of the things you discovered in the materials, white staffers must give up the land and their guaranteed physical safety in order to be an accomplice for racial justice. I mean, what are they asking of the white employees there in the city of Seattle?
You know, they're asking them first, the training requires folks to stand up, to admit that they are white, and then to admit that they are complicit in a racist system. That's really the starting point of this training. And then, you know, they outline a number of objectives of how you can essentially atone for that. Giving up your physical safety, giving up land, giving up promotions to other employees of color. There's essentially a whole list of things that they are asking white employees to do. And when you really break it down, what I think is happening is this. They've realized that the racial issues, the racial justice kind of theories are very powerful tools. But I think at heart they're looking at a really is kind of a socialist or radical left agenda that requires redistribution of property, redistribution of resources. And I think they're using race as a cudgel to achieve their economic goals. And they've realized that the bureaucracy, that the municipal government is not really something that should be focused on taking out the trash and making sure that everything is okay in the city infrastructure. But it's actually a point of indoctrination and a point of power for their larger political project.
You know, Christopher, what really concerns me about all of this, soon we will have a generation of white children who have been taught from kindergarten that that they should apologize. They should feel bad because of the color of their skin. They were born into privilege or whatever. And you really do wonder what kind of a society they're setting up here. These people, it's always the long game here. So, yeah, I'm glad you discovered all of this, but I'm wondering what the long game looks like. What does this country look like 10 years down the road if they keep this kind of nonsense up?
Yeah, I think it looks not great, but I think on the optimistic side is that this has been circulating in academia for many years. We're now starting to see it make the jump from the university to public administration, educational system, and other places within that public sphere. But when it gets kind of out of that kind of environment and actually makes contact with the public, people are disturbed, they're outraged, and they're just incredulous because these kind of programs are not popular, don't reflect the belief of the vast majority of Americans. So I think what we need to do is we need to be relentless in exposing this, exposing it for what it is, and mocking it, resisting it, and really putting this down before it spreads further through society.
Oh, and well done to you for being diligent and getting these documents. I'm wondering what the reaction has been there in Seattle to your journalism here.
Well, there's really an interesting thing. I've been getting lots of emails from people at all levels of Seattle government saying, I was put through this training too. I was horrified, but I felt like if I spoke up or spoke out against it, or even said, I'm not a white supremacist, that I would have career consequences. So people are coming forward now. People are appreciative. But I'll say also this, the kind of mainstream media, the main daily newspaper, the local NPR stations, most of the TV stations are just avoiding this issue, even though it's reaching, tens of millions of people across the world now. There is a real sense of fear that if you stand up against this kind of thing, the mob will come after you and you'll have to pay the consequences.
Brilliant, brilliant stuff, Christopher. Good for you, sir. Great job. And we're going to be following your great journalism. Where's the website? Where can people find out more information about what you do?
Yeah, find me at ChristopherRufo.com. That's ChristopherRufo.com. Has links to all my social media. And if you're interested, I also have just posted the full documents of the City of Seattle training.
All right. Christopher, thank you again. We really appreciate this mind-blowing story you've uncovered.
Thank you.
All right. Good guy right there, folks. And all he did was file the Freedom of Information Act request. It was all there. But he took the time. He was diligent. He did his homework. And as he said, more than 7 million people have read this story. And you need to read this. Because this kind of stuff is happening all over the place. What was it? A couple of days ago, we told you about NBC Universal. They're going to mandate that 50% of their staff workers there at NBC be people of color. And if you are, and what is it, about only 23-25%, some, I forget. It's fairly, good-sized percentage, but certainly not 50% of the workforce there is minority. And so what's about to happen, a lot of white people, a lot of white men are going to lose their jobs, not because of anything they did, not because of their talent level, but because of the color of their skin and their reproductive organs. That's it. I just don't think that's right. I don't care what color you are. I think the best person for the job ought to have the job. But now they're going to mandate that it be 50-50. And we'll see how that goes for NBC. And now this story out of Seattle, Washington. You know what I've decided to do, Caleb and Avery? I have a plan here. So if, fortunately, I own my own company. But if I was working at NBC, I would have just, when HR calls you in, to do the bad deed, being that I am a Caucasian American, you know what I would have told him? I would have just sat down and said, wait, who are you calling a white guy? Who are you to say that Todd Starnes is a white man?
It's all about self-identity, right?
So I'm going to identify, when that day comes, I'm going to identify as a binary gender fluid Hispanic cuttlefish.
See, yeah, like...
Why, I have one question. Why a cuttlefish?
I want to be a little diverse. You know, yeah. I wanted to embrace diversity in the fish community.
And see, in recent years, we've really had a giant push for more people to accept the fact that they may be transgender or the fact that they can become a transgender person. I am just waiting, to more of what you were just saying, I'm waiting until we see somebody who comes across like the U.S. court, like some white dude or some white female is saying that they want to become a different race. And what that is going to entail, because I'm just waiting for that day, and it's not going to be a good day.
I'm a big fan of the Barracuda myself, by the way, Todd.
Yeah, no, that's why, you know, I think cuttlefish, it sounds lovable.
It does. Cuttle is in the name. Yeah.
I mean, it's better than a blowfish. You know.
Well, that all depends on, never mind.
It is what it is. All I'm telling you, folks, you got to be prepared for when the day comes, because they'll be coming after you. You got to have a plan. All right, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. Opening up the phone lines here. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
All right, as promised, let's get to the phones, 844-747-8868. Tulsa, Oklahoma, Ruth. How's it going today, Ruth?
Hi, Todd. Love your show. I love the conversations you have and your point of view, because I think it's essential to our survival. This country will not survive without the Christian ethic. It just won't. The Judeo-Christian foundations, we're built on it. And that foundation has cracked in many areas. And I was telling your call screener, what frustrates me lately, whatever the left is doing, that's not frustrating me. What's frustrating me is what Christian conservatives are not doing. Number one, they're not clarifying the conversation. You know what? It is a shame what's happening in Washington. What's worse is what's happening in homes. You know, there was a study done at CBN, maybe 20 years ago. And Pat Robinson discussed that study. It wasn't an emotional response to anything. It was just a genuine study. They took two families who were pretty much identical demographics, and they figured out that the one who worked, both parents worked, and the one who didn't, where only one parent worked, the one parent family was ahead every month by $75, because you don't need two cars. If only one person is working, you don't need all the insurance, you don't need the dry cleaners, you don't need the daycare and whatever. And, you know, he was saying, and it's true today as it was then, we hand our kids over, our most valuable resource in this country, to $8 an hour workers to raise, you know, from the time they're what, 6 months? And then we wonder why they're in the streets rebelling and acting like a bunch of idiots. Because nobody's invested in them.
Ruth, you get it. And I'm not sure if a lot of folks understand the reason why these kids are out there marching in the streets and burning things down and hating our nation is because that's what they were taught. That's what our public school system taught them. And so many moms and dads are disengaged that they either don't care or that, you know, they can't be bothered about it.
Can I also say something else? I think the American dream has been corrupted. I think the American dream initially, from all the reading I've done, and I grew up in Massachusetts. I live in the Midwest now, but I grew up in Massachusetts, and I grew up around kids. They're all Catholics. They came from all over the world. And I watched real immigrants come in and be so thrilled to be here and to work and to create. And I believe that was their the founders, the pilgrims, their idea was to take the gospel around the world. And what is the gospel? Yes, it's belief in Jesus, but what do you do with that belief? You find out who you are in God. You find your gifts and talents and abilities. You develop them. You make a living for yourself, and that living actually blesses those around you and lifts society with you. It's the freedom to be your real, genuine, authentic self in God. And that is the foundation of this country. Not all this other stuff they've added. You have rights from God nobody can take away from you. And I keep waiting for pastors to stand up and throw off this social injustice crap. And that's exactly what it is. It's manure. And throw it off and speak the truth. We're so far removed from God, we wonder why he doesn't intervene. How the heck can he?
Ruth, you know, I'm afraid that too many of our churches have been infected with critical race theory and social justice jargon. And in effect, evangelicals, for the most part, have disengaged from the culture fight. I think that's a big problem right now in America. We got about 30 seconds. I'll give you the last word.
All right. You know what the greatest weapon is guilt. I used to have a joke. Jews grow up with a side dish of guilt, while Catholics eat the entree. Guilt is a great manipulator. And when you are manipulated, you can't think for yourself. Mm. We need to get back to what God's word says and not apologize. There's strength and power and freedom in that word. And I just thank you that you even give a platform for the truth. I just thank you for that.
Well, you're very kind to say that, Ruth, and we're able to do that because of people like yourself who listen and invite other people to tune in and listen and support our great sponsors. You know, it's all part of the ecosystem here on the Todd Starnes radio program. So thanks for those kind words. Folks, we've got a whole hour coming ahead, and great stuff. Kim Blackwell is going to drop by. Tom Fitton has a new book out. A lot of you folks still on hold. We're going to get to your calls as well. 844-747-8868. What does the president need to do to get reelected? 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.